Did you know there's a way to get other creators to recommend people to your email list free, and you can get paid for it? Let's get into it. Welcome to OTW. I'm your host, Paul Gatter. This is the show where I'm going to give you actionable tips to get you on the way to building the lifestyle you want by leveling up your business. Thanks for being here. This is the first episode of the OTW show, and today I want to talk to you a little bit about how to get other creators to help build your email list for free and even get paid for it. First, I want to make sure that every episode we do something that my friend Lou Mangiello taught me a long time ago, and that is each week, take a few minutes to celebrate the wins, whether it's a personal win, a business win, but just celebrate the wins. So I'd love to know, please post in the comments, let me know what your win of the week is. For me, here's my win of the week. I have been in several Facebook groups just helping people figure out how to use email to build traffic. The helpful content update, the core updates from Google has really decimated a lot of people and a lot of traffic to bloggers and other people out there that are publishing content, especially recipe bloggers, do-it-yourselfers. It has really, really hurt them. So I've been in some Facebook groups talking to people about how we can use email. And from that, I've gotten another client for one-on-one coaching. That's pretty awesome that somebody valued the comment that I posted and was trusting me enough to then become a client. So my here's my first actionable tip for you today: that give value, participate in these Facebook groups. Don't be salesy. Don't like keep pitching your course or your coaching or something. I never did that. I just provided value, and then people ask me questions, which then it comes up that I offer this. So, you know, when you're out there discussing things, just keep giving value, answer questions, good things will happen. So speaking of email, growing your email list is more important than ever. Like I just talked about, all these changes are happening. Social media is changing. Algorithms are out there. The only thing you can control is your email list. So I encourage you, wherever you are in your email journey, keep working to grow your list. Today, I want to tell you about this way that you can use a tool out there, my favorite tool for email, and they will get other creators to recommend your list and get subscribers on there, and you can even get paid for it. So let's talk about it. First, it's ConvertKit. If you're listening to this months later, they are transforming to call themselves just Kit, but I'm going to refer to them as ConvertKit because it's hard for me to make that transition right now. ConvertKit has just released a new pricing plan. It is free for your first 10,000 subscribers. That includes one basic visualization, which you can ask me about that later, one email sequence, and one user. So you can get in there, get started, sign up to 10,000 subscribers, all for free. Highly recommend it. If you're interested in using ConvertKit, let me know. I can help you migrate from whatever you're on. Look at the link down in the description. I've got some other links to tools that I recommend, and I can help you get started with ConvertKit. ConvertKit has introduced a new feature within the last year or so called the Recommendation Network. And what this is just everybody in the ConvertKit ecosystem can list their profile, what their newsletter is about. And if you sign up to be in there, other creators then will recommend your list. It's a really cool idea, and it's a great way to grow your list for free. Let me show you a little bit more about it. The first thing you're going to want to do is go in and you create your creator profile. And this is just a little bit about you and your newsletter, your company, your business, whatever. And then it will also show some of the most recent newsletters you have. Now, this is where you can go in and customize it. Here's what it looks like when I open it and the public views it. So there's a subscribe box, a little description. You can list some links here. Here's recommendations. That's one of the things I was talking about. And then here are all the recent newsletters. And if somebody clicks on this, or if Google finds it, it is a link to your newsletter, and people can go in here and see exactly what you've sent. So that's the first part, is that you have to build your profile in the recommendation or the creator profile in this network. That's step one. Step two, You click on grow and go to recommendations. And now you will see place where you can see what's going on. And you can see that recently I've had 111 new subscribers. I'm getting an 8.7 conversion and 7 people are recommending me. You can also see here are the people that I've recommended. So I've actually recommended 2,700 people with a 14% conversion rate. So it's a little skewed. I'm sending more recommendations than I'm getting, but it's okay. I've still got 100 subscribers with no, it's all been free, right? It's pretty exciting. So to start using this, you're going to click on the Discover, and this is going to show you all the creators that are out there in the Creator Network. And you can search this and you can read their things. And if you click recommend, it'll be added to your list of people that you recommend when people subscribe. Let's talk about what the user sees and what their experience is like when they're signing up and using one of your forms to opt into your newsletter. That's where these recommendations happen. So if they're on a form on your website, say, for example, I have a landing page like this. When somebody fills this out and puts their email address in, the recommendation network will then pop up other newsletters that I recommend. And then the new subscriber can either uncheck it, say skip, they can exit out, whatever. But if they want to, they can hit subscribe and then they'll be subscribed to those newsletters in addition. So here's a screenshot of what that looks like. So it's unobtrusive. You get the subscribe first and then the recommendations are offered. Now, I also mentioned that you can get paid for this. ConvertKit has partnered with an app or a service out there called SparkLoop. SparkLoop allows other people that host their newsletters to pay for new subscribers. And their people are paying anywhere from 50 cents to $3 per new subscribers. Now, you have to go and read these people that are offering this and see what their criteria is. If you send a subscriber there, they may have to stay subscribed for so many weeks. They may have to open so many newsletters before you get the payment. So there is a qualifying thing there. Some are more difficult. Some are pretty easy and low entry, and you're going to get credit for them. But you can get paid for these. You can see here that there are several ones that I recommend, and the payment is not bad. You know, some of these have paid me a couple $100s, or some of them only $15, $20, but it works. And you can see some of the bigger ones have been paused. That when they run out of budget, it does get paused. But yes, you can get paid for making these recommendations. So with ConvertKit, you can now, on your opt-in forms, have this recommendation network pop up. You can recommend other newsletters. And then the reverse of that is other creators out there will see you, maybe see that your newsletter is valuable to their subscribers and recommend you, and you can start getting free subscribers to your list. It's a really cool way to do it, and it's worked. You see, for me, I've already gotten 100 subscribers. I've made several $100s off of paid recommendations. It does work, and it's another way to grow your email list and stay in control of your list to make sure that you have something that's going to get you through all these algorithm changes and core updates to Google and all this other stuff that's happening. Keep building your email list. Check out the link in the description below. Also, you can go to paulgatter.com and I have all kinds of offers there for one-on-one coaching or some courses, and I can help you really level up your business with email. Thanks for tuning in to OTW. I hope today's actionable tips will get you on the way to leveling up your business. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back soon.